Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm with Anthony Lark, who's number two at Spicer Heart. Anthony, the self-employed model, is it the future of UK estate agency? Talk to me.
It has its place, Chris. There's no doubt about that. We, you know, we obviously can see the models that are being introduced and have been introduced, but I don't think it's the only route. And I guess there are a few commentators out there that are suggesting that it is the only way forwards. We don't see that. We believe that the values of an employed business stand firm. We believe that there are lots of people out there who want security. They want to feel part of something. Want to be part of a company going somewhere. Yes, they want work, you know, a work-life balance. They want flexibility. They want to be able to make some decisions. They want to run a business. But we believe that you can do that in a way where you get the best of both worlds, which is what we try to create with our strategy. So,
you know, which is called the partnership model.
Which we've called the partnership model, absolutely. So, you know, and we you know, the experience we've had so far, it's generated a lot of interest, a lot of speculation. We already are looking like we'll be at circa 60 or 70 live partners very soon. And we've only really been pushing it for the last 2 or 3
months. And we're filming this in early November, just before lockdown. Sure. So.
Yeah, so yeah, we have a high number of people that are now looking to talk to us, both internally, who are saying, how do I become a partner as a promotional opportunity, and externally for people that are looking to move over.
It's my understanding that as a valuer, you get paid as a branch manager level salary, which means you're getting paid more, and you get around 15% of the fee, which is higher than a normal valuer, and you get a profit share.
Yeah, and it's a very important differentiator for me. We, of course, you need to have valuer skills, you need to have negotiator skills, but you also need to have business skills, running a business. So, when we are looking for people, we're looking for people that are ready to be or are branch manager levels, not necessarily, you know, we don't see this as just a valuer role. We see this as somebody that is responsible for that location and everything that comes with it.
What do you think holds people back from the self-employed model? Is it a fear of not paying the bills or a fear of looking stupid or?
For some it's going to be a perfect outcome for them, but most of the self-employed models there, you're not keeping 100% of the, you know, you're still behind.
The average at the moment is you're giving away 30% of the fee, and in some even 50% of the fee. And to be honest with you, the ones that give away 50% of the fee, they're doing an awful lot for you behind. They're chasing your viewings, but you get that, I know, with your model.
Absolutely.
But at least with your model, you get a salary, which is peace of mind.
Yeah, and you know, when we bring new people in, we give them the salary. We give them guaranteed levels of earnings as well, guaranteed commission as a top-up, because we want to invest in people and give them the earning levels they require. And yeah, for many people going into the self-employed model, they are going to have X number of months of earning, probably very little, if anything at all.
Very much so. I mean, they reckon that you should be putting 6 or 9 months away before you start, at least with your model. I mean, what other models are you impressed by? You know, and please be honest, you know, do you like EXP? You know, I mean, it's not all about you.
No, we look at the growth of EXP and we see that they are, you know, they seem to be getting a lot of traction, which is, you know, they've got something that's working for them. We have to be aware of that and respect what they're doing. But for us...
They don't have the market centres, though, but Keller Williams do.
Yes, but do they really work in the way in which, you know, they've got some, so they've got a home to go to, but, you know, they talk about lots of training, but, you know, it's, I don't know, the feedback we get is that, you know, the centre is used maybe not as much as people think it may be. But yeah, and for me, it was the factor that to go a true self-employed offering, you know, someone said to me that you've probably got to allow 12 to 18 months before you get payback. And you think, okay, so that's a business investment, and someone needs to make that decision. We've looked to find something where we have got our niche and where we sit, and we think that we found, as I said numerous times, you know, that best of both worlds. We think we found something that sits in the middle and seems to be generating a lot of keen interest, because I think people like the security and the support, the backing, the tech, the marketing, that seems to work.
Do you think the likes, I know you can't put words in your mouth, but, you know, the other big boys, which is LSL, Countrywide, and sequence. Do you think this is something they should seriously consider?
I'd be surprised if they're not. You know, those businesses, and you know,
I know you don't classify yourself as a corporate, but let's be frank, you are. But if there's anyone who's at the cutting edge of corporate estate agency, it is you lot. That's a compliment, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, we'd like to consider ourselves to be independent, and you know that. But so I'd be surprised. Do I think that we're going to see the estate agency industry expand through the traditional model? I can't see that.
I agree with you.
So I'd be amazed if the companies out there that have built their reputation on acquisition and growth aren't looking at something different.
Interesting times ahead. Thank you for your time today, Anthony.
You're welcome.